The sci-fi show The Expanse returns for its third season tomorrow night, and its fans are counting down the hours. The Expanse is set hundreds of years in the future. Humans have colonized the solar system, but there's also deep political intrigue, shocking corporate malfeasance, and the constant threat of hostile alien life. Starring in the show is Iranian-born actress Shohreh Aghdashloo. She won an Emmy for her performance in the 2008 miniseries House of Saddam and was nominated for an Oscar for her 2003 work The House of Sand and Fog. In The Expanse, Aghdashloo plays one of the highest-ranking politicians on Earth, who, as you'll hear in this scene, will not be bought.
Tell his children that government is more powerful than any corporation. And the only reason they think it tilts the other way is because we poor public servants are always looking for some fat private sector's payoff down the road. But I'm not looking. And by the time they can pull the strings to force me out, it'll be too late. Their family will be ruined. Their mother, the children, their children, all of them, pariahs, outlaws. Hunted and on the run for the rest of their days until we find them and nail each and every last one to the wall.
Here and Now's Meghna Chakrabarty spoke with Shohreh Aghdashloo about the show last March, and we're going to revisit that conversation now.
So your character on The Expanse has so many great scenes, but I've been told that the one we just heard is one of your favorites. Why is that?
This monologue reminds me a lot of my favorite hero, Elizabeth Warren. And I love the fact that Christian Abasarala is saying that she is a public servant and she's so loyal to her people and to the public.
Wow. So that is not an answer I expected at all. In a way, it makes perfect sense because politics is such a key and important part of the plot of The Expanse. What is it about the series that attracted you to it?
Its relativity to what is going on nowadays. Although it takes place a couple of hundred years from now, it speaks, you know, about today in a metaphorical way or in a symbolical way. You know, with science fictions and animations, we can be free in what we're talking about without being worried about offending people. We can talk about stories that we are dealing with now if we're not careful today. If we're not worried about losing water on this beautiful earth, then we're going to lose it. We have to import ice from Mars. So it's an amazing platform of the future for us to see what is going to happen if we're not careful with the Earth resources.
Have these political considerations that you're talking about right now, have they always informed your decision in the kind of roles that you've taken?
The day I left Iran, right at the time of the turmoil, I turned myself into an actress with a mission. I always wanted to be a part of a meaningful, substantial storytelling that would be enlightening, educational, and helpful to the people.
When you say turmoil, you mean the fall of the Shah?
It was, yes, the last days of the fall of the Shah. They were asking for Shah to leave Iran and for the Ayatollah to return to Iran. It was in those days that I decided that there was no place for an outspoken actress like myself and there an Islamic Republic in Iran. Therefore, I jumped into my car 4 a.m. and left Iran, driving to the UK.
Driving to the UK?
I did drive to the UK, yes, from Tehran to Istanbul, Yugoslavia. Then I went to Venice, from Venice to south of France, Paris, Calais, London. I sold my car, I sold my jewelries, and I started studying politics. One thing that I had no knowledge of, and I wanted to get myself educated.
You know, hearing the story of what propelled you to leave Iran and the fact that ever since then you've been an artist on a mission, in a way it's making me look at your remarkable career in almost a brand new light. Where do roles such as when you were on the Fox series 24 back in 2005, you played the role of a terrorist. Where does that fit into your actress on a mission?
It was the first role of a terrorist that I accepted to portray for its versatility and also for its dimensions. She was a woman, she was a mother, she was a lover, she was a terrorist, she was a believer. It was layer after, just like an onion. And I thought, I could be so useful here. Nobody has ever paid any attention to these mothers who are raising these terrorists. Who are they? What kind of a frame of mind they have? And it gave me a lot of courage and the strength and stamina to be able to portray this woman. I'm very proud of this character.
Yeah. Well, so much to talk about with you. I'm not even quite sure where to go next. But let me just back up here because I'm just curious. You actually began your acting career while still in Iran. What drew you to acting to begin with?
Well, I guess it was my mother who was an avid reader and was in love with the Western literature. It was my mother who made me to watch Western films, especially American classics. That's why when I told my mother after watching Gone with the Wind that this is it, I want to be an actor. And my mother said, forget it. And I said, why? Why are you so afraid of me becoming an actress? You go to cinema every day. You read books every night. Why don't you want me to be a part of it? And now I understand. Now that I have a young daughter, now I understand why they were so afraid. Acting was frowned upon, especially for women, back in Iran, and we were talking about 40 years ago.
Well, we have to talk about The House of Sand and Fog.
Oh, my God.
Your phenomenal performance in that movie that earned you an Oscar nomination. I look back on what that movie is about with brand new eyes today because, of course, it's about an American woman who falls down on her luck and through a technical complication loses her house, but also it's about this Iranian family who's trying to pull themselves up as immigrants to the United States. Everybody has a complicated background and there's just a tragic ending, but it's this inadvertent competition for rising back to a place of status and privilege and respect that both parts of this conflict are trying to aim for. It almost seems like the movie was prophetic based on where we are now in 2017, doesn't it?
It's unbelievable. Absolutely. It's a timeless classic. And it was so close to my heart and so close to home. And I think that tragic end has been put there purposefully for the fact that we're doing it again without thinking of the consequences of what is going to happen to us in the future. If we get on each other's nerve, or if you start fighting with one another, this is how the end is going to look like.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tragedy. If we're not taking the right path here, I'm afraid we're going to end there.
Mm-hmm. So let's circle back to The Expanse. What's always attracted me very strongly to science fiction is that multiculturalism is just a fact of so many of these shows and the casts. It's not portrayed as this big deal because it's a reflection of our present and definitely our future. What's it like to be part of an ensemble cast that is so diverse?
Oh, my God. It's in terms of diversity, this is one of the most diversified shows of all. We enjoy this so much. We are different backgrounds, nationality, color of skin, accents. We're living peacefully, working peacefully, lovingly next to one another. You see, this is what's been happening in our society for at least a couple of decades. My neighbors here are from Nigeria to the left, Canada to the right, France right in front of me. We've been living, breathing the same air for the last 20 years. We don't see a lot of reflection of it on the silver screen. The reason is because of the fact that executive producers, the studios, cannot trust in us enough to put it on the silver screen. Those who are doing it are now seeing that how beneficial it is to our society to understand that this is not the future. It's now. We're living next to each other and we're working with each other. We're all working for the benefit of the world.
And if I may say, you also get to wear the most fabulous wardrobe on the show.
Oh, my God.
I just had to get that in there. The beautiful, it looks like saris or a little South Asian influence. And you're the most colorful person in every scene.
And I have to thank our designer, Joanne Henson. I feel like a kid in a candy store when I go to the fitting. Another reason to want to be an actor, to try out all these beautiful costumes.
Finally, your passion for what you do is so inspiring. What about acting gives you the greatest joy?
I think it's the story that brings us all together, be it a theater, cinema, or television. And I like to be a part of a story that will bring light into people's life, that will help us to understand one another and hopefully love each other more than we do right now.
Shorey Ugdashlu is an Emmy-winning and Academy Award-nominated actress. She stars in the Sci-Fi Channel's series The Expanse. Shorey, it's been such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so very much.
Likewise, thank you so much for having me. Such an honor and a pleasure.
The Expanse star Shorey Ugdashlu speaking with Here and Now's Meghna Chakrabarty last March. The show returns for its third season tomorrow.